You're listening to the Bitcoin.com news podcast. Today's guest is Lucretius Capital CEO, Peter Babachowski. Welcome to the show, Peter.
Hi, Avi. Hi, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here.
The pleasure is all ours. Peter, would you please start by introducing yourself to our audience and tell us a little bit about your background, please?
Sure. So I started my crypto journey in 2017 through various investments via some edgy platforms. Nevertheless, I concluded some great trades during this time as well. In 2018, I started mining ETH, and thankfully, it made me first stick to the crypto market and second, get all into crypto. Therefore, I was following the whole market since this moment, and be part of all the trends. And as a result, I was also involved in development of few projects too. However, I was also wondering how investment funds can catch the most lucrative projects so easily like no one else can. And that's exactly how the idea of Lucretius Capital, the decentralized venture capital, has came up.
Got it. So can you tell us more about that? What is exactly the idea behind it?
Mm-hmm. Well, undoubtedly, decentralization is the fundamental value of each blockchain project. And that's why we want to introduce it into venture activities by our token, Luca. Generally, Luca allows its holders to become a part of each investment directly or indirectly, depending on your needs. Moreover, we aim to blend our experience and our whole blockchain background and realize them to all communities around the world. Consequently, our biggest goal is to provide individuals with investment opportunities, which were normally only designed for institutions. And as a full stack solution for cryptocurrency projects, Lucretius Capital aim to deliver multiple benefits for developers and for investors as well.
And can you tell us, you mentioned the investments. Can you tell us what are the benefits for investors in holding the token, the Luca token?
Sure. So to begin with, we need to distinguish two main utilities of our token, direct and indirect exposure to Lucretius Capital investments. About direct exposure, the more Luca you hold, the greater allocation you can receive. It is more or less like a launchpad, but we aim to provide projects in much earlier stages than our competitors do. So we aim to invest in seed and private runs rather to the final public placement. And coming to indirect exposure, Lucretius Capital takes advantage of generated profits and simply buy back the tokens from the open market. And as a result, we are reducing the circulating supply forever. Therefore, it can have a positive impact on the price as well. Additionally, Luca holders can access our researchers and dedicated meetings with project developers, as we thinking that is seriously valuable for everyone to speak directly with each other rather than on the various chat. There will be also a staking and voting program, so you will be able to decide about Lucretius' further moves.
Mm-hmm. So I understand by that it's not just the capital that's decentralized, but also the investment mechanism, right? Like, how do you pick projects, and how much you choose to invest in every project, right? That's everybody can participate that in the governance of that via the holding of the tokens.
Yes, that's true. As much decisions as we can provide to our community. However, the size of investments typically is not dependent on us, as probably when we think about some very great projects, we want to invest as much as we can. However, for a project, it's not also worth to give such an allocation. So it's on developers' decisions how much we can get. However, providing the specific projects with our resources as legal offices, as software houses, and marketing activities, and of course, Lucrosa's community can be a crucial factor to increase this allocation, as you know.
Got it. So if, for example, I want to invest in, you know, in new projects, promising projects, but, you know, there's very little chance that, you know, as an individual that you'll get access or you get, you know, allocation for investment in the start by basically pulling together and working as a decentralized VC, you can, you know, you can get access. That's the main benefit that I understand.
Yes, that's our mission, and our core goal is to empower individuals with these investment opportunities, which were only previously reserved only for institutions and big players. We want to connect us all in a group and become a decentralized institution in this way.
Got it. And what type of investors are you aiming for? Like, who do you envision joining the decentralized VC? Is it somebody that has a 1,000 ether, or somebody that's starting out, or you know, what's your perspective on it?
The aim of decentralized venture is to be accessible for literally everyone, not only for big players or to experienced or not experienced investors. So we want to be a solution for both advanced investors with bigger capital and even newcomers to crypto market who just trying and making their first steps. So for the less experienced group, we aim to present a secure way of investing in lots of projects by providing highly developed researches, direct contact with developers, and the fact that we are supporting these projects as a company. And moreover, people can gain access to these projects via our simple platform. And at this moment, I would like to invite you to visit it at lucrosus.capital, where you can also look at our Luca token. And importantly, for the advanced traders, we will deliver the most prosperous and perspective projects, which you cannot access as an individual, as we have mentioned before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds like a great benefit for, I would say, definitely somebody that's not just people that are starting out or people that, or just even people that have, you know, a lot of money, a lot of crypto and don't have time, or just, you know, to get confidence, I think, right? I think there's a lot more confidence when you have a team investing and not just, not doing it on your own.
Exactly. We want to simplify the whole process and the research and the whole conduct to support the most innovative projects with the genuine community rather than bots and scammers, just to support the most valuable ones.
Yeah, that definitely an important filter that, you know, sometimes not the, like you say, just the scammers tend to invest the most in marketing. So, you know, you need to have experienced people or a good community that can see through that.
Exactly. We have also prepared the whole deal flow process, how it looks like from the very beginning in our white paper. We have also a specific algorithm which is scrolling, basically constantly scrolling the web, looking for various trends, key opinion leaders, some keywords, and providing us with the list. And then we implement also our human factor, let's call it human factor, to verify this project in more specific way.
Yeah, no, that's yeah, that sounds like a must to me. I don't know. Data scientists and stuff like that, it's a good way to find investments, but you got to have a human in there, right? To you know, make sure you know, that you're actually looking at a real venture with real options for success.
Exactly, especially in crypto market.
yeah, indeed. Can you tell me some of the future plans for Lucretius?
Mm-hmm. Of course. So personally, I strongly believe that the secure way of investing in the cryptocurrencies is a key to worldwide adoption of whole blockchain technology. So to allow this to happen, we want to launch Lucretius Academy, which will allow you to become an aware participant of this market in a very simple way, and also discover and develop your network if you are a more experienced investor. Another part of Lucretius Capital's activity is Lucretius Gallery. It is a place in which we aim to empower traditional artists with blockchain technology. So it means that in Lucretius Gallery, we are going to introduce NFTs backed by real art, like a specific piece of art in real world. So each NFT will be an ownership proof of specific artwork. So we want to empower these artists with global markets, worldwide scale, and whole cryptocurrency enthusiasts. And rather than making from your graphics, rather than making graphic creator an artist, we want to empower traditional artists with blockchain technology. And we have already contacted a few artists and galleries and preparing some events connected to them. So you can expect the beginning of our activity on this front in the following weeks.
Interesting. So it's not just a way to invest in project, but actually physical art NFTs.
Exactly. We want to make art accessible for everyone, and to by holding an NFT, you mean by you are holding some part of a virtual part of graphic or a land on something like that. And we want to make it something like there is a gallery in London or something else, and there is a painting which is worth a few millions of dollars, and you can change the ownership of them without specific auction, without any stuff around. You are just putting a token, and the token is being tradable. And if you burn this token, you can take the original part, like this specific art, to your home or whatever else. However, if you don't want to do it, you can just trade it with a safe way on a blockchain net.
I see. So it's really opening up the art market for like the traditional art market for crypto investments.
Exactly. That's our biggest priority, is to, because in my opinion, to introduce blockchain into the mainstream, we need to show traditional markets that they want to take advantage of this technology rather than making use of some very high-tech programs. We need to normal people to take advantage of blockchain on a daily basis.
Got it. Can you, if you can share more details, can you please tell me more about the academy? You know, how will that work? You know, as a aspiring investor, like what can I learn? What type of things?
Sure. So Academy is currently underdeveloped and will be published shortly. However, we have prepared all of the materials for very beginning. So how to securely create a wallet, how to store your private keys in many ways, how to secure them, how to make safe transfers of cryptos, what kind of scammers you can visit, how you can be, what kind of phishing you can face, and a lot of materials for the very beginners. So if you go for, we want to create a base in which if you go from the first to last lesson, let's call it a lesson, you will be an aware and participant of the crypto market, and you can really securely make transactions and not fall a victim of scams as all of us has in previous years. Like, you know, everyone has sometimes sent coins on the wrong blockchain or sent someone who was attending to be someone else's money. And we want to prevent people from such a situation to make them more familiar with whole technology and to not be afraid of it, just to take advantage and have fun.
Indeed, yeah. I think everybody in the crypto market had their experience with either just mistakes or outright scams. So this, definitely a good service for anybody out there that wants to get into the market. Also good, like you said, build up your confidence to know, what the risk out there and how everything works, so you're more confident in making investments.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
That sounds very good. I guess the next question will be, how can our audience, anybody listening right now that are interested, how can they take part and invest in Lucretius Capital?
So for sure, I sincerely encourage all of you to visit our website, lucretius.capital, where the sale of our token is ongoing and where the whole news and announcement are being presented. We have implemented various payment methods, such as fiat and all of the most popular blockchains, to make it as easy as possible. And also, all of our announcements are being also placed on all our social media channels, like Twitter and Telegram. And I hope we will meet there very soon.
Very well. Okay, Peter, so I want to thank you so much for taking the time and coming to explain your company, and anybody that wants to join will have the link in the description to Lucretius Capital. And is there anything else, Peter, that you want to say?
I would like to thank you, Avi, and thank you, dear listeners. And it's been a pleasure to talk with you. And of course, see you at Lucretius Capital.
Pleasure. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.